all about turning your pain into gain. And when I look back at everything that makes me who I am today, it all boils down to my ability to turn my pain into my gain. It was the pain, okay? It was the pain that I went through as a child and a young adult that has given me the tremendous amount of strength that it takes for me to show up every single day as a man, as an entrepreneur, as a free thinker. If you are going through anything right now, this is your opportunity to use that pain to fuel this next level of your elevation. Don't use it as an excuse to stop. Use it as an excuse to dig deep inside of yourself. Use it as an excuse to go so fucking deep inside of yourself that you scare yourself. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about turning your pain into gain. One of my favorite mantras is to use everything as an excuse to become more powerful. Everything that happens, I'm going to use it as an excuse to become more powerful. If something good happens, I'm going to use that as an excuse to become more powerful. If something perceived to be bad happens, I'm going to use that as an excuse to become more powerful. But I'm going to become so powerful in my mind and in my body and in my spirit that everything else ceases to exist. Everything else ceases to exist when I decide that I'm going to be a beast inside of my own self, when I decide that I'm going to be a warrior inside of my own self, when I decide that I'm going to stand up inside of my own self. And you got to have the courage to stand up inside of your own self when the world knocks you down, because when the world knocks you down, you must be out of your mind if you think somebody ain't going to come kick you while you're down. Some people waiting on you to fall. Some people waiting on you to call one day and talk about tragedy, so they can say to themselves, oh, I told you so. I knew this was going to happen. As an entrepreneur, you have to understand what you're up against every single day. So your mind has to become your own sanctuary. Your mind, when your mind becomes your own sanctuary, it will give you superpowers. It will give you superpowers that will allow you to peer through the soul of men. And you'll be able to understand who you're dealing with when you look at those men. And you'll be able to play this game called life in a better way. See, people don't understand the game, that life is a game. I tell people all the time, I don't watch sports because I'm playing the game of life. I don't play video games because I'm playing the game of life. I'm looking at life as a video game. And every single day, my job is to get better at this game and beat this level, beat that level, beat this level, beat that level. And it means that when you are going through life, mastering yourself, because most people have not gotten to this place of mastery. Mastery doesn't mean you're finished. Mastery means you're committed. But because most people are not committed to mastering themselves, you, as someone that's on a journey, you're going to be misunderstood. And because you are dedicated to mastering yourself at a subconscious level, people might start believing that you're not human at a subconscious level. And here's what I mean by that. You see, most humans complain. Most humans blame. Most humans have given up on their dreams. So when they see that you're not complaining and you're not blaming and you haven't given up on your dreams, they're going to start believing that you have some type of magical deity in the background that's making sure all your shit goes together. They don't understand. You dealing with way more stuff than they dealing with, but you just ain't complaining about it. So you won't hear people reaching out to you to see how you're doing, because all they know is you're doing better than them. So you should be the one reaching out to them. So when I tell people about this entrepreneur journey, I'm telling you that, yes, you got to have a product or service that people want to buy, but you also got to have a mentality that you have already bought into. You have to sell yourself on yourself every single day, because the world ain't going to do it for you. The world is not going to do it for you. The world, when you start becoming successful, and everybody here, so success is a twofold scenario. Success to the person that's not successful might look like this. For instance, you might not perceive yourself to be successful, but a person that's not where you are, may perceive you to be successful. So to them, why should they be reaching out to help you out when you're doing better than them? They don't even know that your perception of success is not where you are right now. So in the midst of you taking yourself to another level as an entrepreneur, you got all these people behind you that expect you to turn around and make sure they still doing okay. Not to mention, you're the one that they should be checking on because you're their greatest chance at success, because they ain't going to do it. All of this stuff that people don't talk about as an entrepreneur, you got to know how to deal with. There ain't no school for it except for Web Asset Group. That's the school for it. You got to know that you are really isolated out here as an entrepreneur. It's why it's the road less traveled. You got to convince yourself every single day that you can make it every single day. You see how I can smile like this right here? I learned to smile like this when I had nothing. I learned to think like this when I had nothing. I learned to believe in myself when I had nothing. But people forget about that. They forget that I was already smiling when I didn't have nothing. But now when I got something, people think that when you have something, people are going to think, oh, you're only smiling because you have something. No, I'm not smiling because I got things. I got things because I'm smiling. It's a big difference. So when you're going through things, you got to find a reason to smile. And I might even say that the reason why you might be going through things is because you haven't been smiling enough. You haven't been grateful enough. When was the last time before things got worse that you spent the entire day praising the things that you already have? I guarantee you, you haven't been doing it. All the average person does is, no matter what's going on in their life, they're looking for things that they don't have. They're comparing themselves to people that they perceive to be doing better than them. They don't spend time praising. Because if you spent time praising what you do have, then you would be happier than you are right now. The fact that you're not happy right now is evidence that you haven't been grateful. You're an ungrateful little sapsucker. You're an ungrateful little sapsucker. And that's why you're not happy right now. You think, oh, I'll be happy when? I'll be happy when I get the new car, when I get the money, when I get the... No, you got to find out how to be happy when you don't have a dollar to your name. That's when I know if I'm dealing with a real entrepreneur or not. Motherfucker, you can't even be happy with a dollar to your name. You dang sure ain't going to be happy with a million. In fact, you ain't going to never see a million. You're going to give up on it. And so that's what I'm always encouraging people to do. I'm always encouraging people to make sure you're grateful along the way, because that gratitude is going to give you the fuel you need to succeed. That gratitude is going to be a shield that protects you from the unconscious competence that you're going to be interacting with every single day as an entrepreneur. One of the first things I do when I wake up in the morning is I close my eyes and I do transcendental meditation. And transcendental meditation, if you don't know, is simply you closing your eyes, sitting there still, and repeating a mantra over and over again. And a mantra could be anything you come up with. A mantra is a sound or a word that doesn't even have to mean anything, that you just repeat over and over again. And what this mantra does is, when you focus on this mantra, first of all, it takes you out of your own internal dialogue where you're overthinking everything. And the more you repeat it, the deeper you dive inside of yourself. And the deeper inside of yourself that you go, the more peaceful you realize you become. All of a sudden, you're becoming more and more peaceful as an individual. And that's what you really want. You really want that peace. You really want peace. And when you're navigating this world as an entrepreneur and you feel with peace, can't nobody fuck with you. I was telling someone today, I said, listen, don't waste my time with small stuff. Why? What do you mean? Small stuff, anything that's not praising and being grateful, that's small stuff to me. I know that sounds crazy. It sounds crazy. But I don't want to hear nothing but the good. Why? Because I'm in a state of gratitude, baby. I'm already here. I'm already up. If it ain't about going up, what we talking about? Keeping the vibration high. You got to keep the vibration high as an entrepreneur. The reason why you're going through so much, I believe, is because your vibration's been low. I know this because I've been there. And every single day I have to make sure I don't go there. I stay up. It's all about being up, baby, because I can do more when I'm up than I can do when I'm down. You could do more when you're up than you can do when you're down. But I want you to use whatever you're going through as an opportunity to stay focused. Stay fucking focused. Because the people that have more than you, they're dealing with more than you 9 times out of 10. Just because they don't complain about it or let it get them down, you got to keep getting up every damn day. You never get to a finish line. I hate to tell you that. You never get to the finish line. I'm never at the finish line. I'm never at the finish line. I'm always just getting started. I'm grateful along the way. My vibe, look at this skin. The skin is glowing because I'm grateful. You can't be grateful and hateful at the same time. If I'm ever hateful, I know I'm not grateful. Because the moment I start being grateful is the moment I cease to be hateful. How you down if you up? You can't go down if you're up, baby. You down because you've been down there. You got to get up. And when I say you got to get up, it means that you got to stop arguing for your limitations, man. Stop arguing for your limitations, woman. We live in a world right now. Hear this. I want you to really hear this. We live in a world right now where if you push somebody to become greater, they end up hating you. Damn. But if you sit there and help somebody argue for your limit, their limitation, oh, they love you. Oh, you're amazing. People don't want to level up. They want somebody to feel sorry for them. I'm here to help you level up. I'm here to help you level up. I'm trying to help you level up. I know you're down. So this is the mindset that it takes to level up. I can't have a pity party for you because I'm trying to help you level up. Let's do this. Let's go inside of your mind. And I want you to slap the shiznit out of the biznitch voice in your mind. It's time to level up. We can't see nothing but opportunities. I don't see nothing but possibilities. The positive possibilities. That's right. We're focusing on the positive possibilities. And you got to sell yourself on it every single day. I hear you, baby. I hear you. But this is the mindset that is going to take you to get where I'm at. I can't sit down here and throw a pity party with you. But we live in a world now where people they'll call somebody close to them that's willing to sit there and listen to them complain. But if I'm giving you the solution, you treat me like I'm the enemy that's trying to keep you down. Do me a question. Do me a favor. Find out, where do they do that at? Where do they do that at? The people that are trying to push you higher, those are the people that are on your side. The people that are sitting there throwing a pity party for you, those are the devils keeping you where you are. You don't want to hear that, though. You don't want to hear that. A person like me is your enemy because I don't want to hear your victim mentality. A person like me is your enemy because I won't sit there and listen to the sob story. You want somebody to sit there and listen to the sob story. And I want to tell you, I understand the sob story. I come from that sob story. But let me just show you how to level up. You got to get to a place to where even if you're a female, you got to get to a place where you let your nuts hang. And you got to dig deep inside of yourself and stand up inside of yourself and decide that you're going to go to the next level. And I'm done arguing for my limitations. And I'm done taking my own advice because my own advice ain't got me where I want to be. Who got the results? Okay, you got the results. Let me take your advice then. Let me just do what you do until I figure out you don't know what you're talking about. You got to start taking your own advice sometimes. Some people say, oh, you need to take your own advice. No, sometimes you don't need to take your own advice because your own advice might be stupid. Because you've been taking your own advice up until this point. Not the advice you're telling me you've been taking, but the advice you've been taking when nobody was looking. You might need to calm down a little bit. You might need to not take your own advice. The person that is trying to help you level up, that's your friend. And the person that's sitting there listening to the sob story, that's the devil disguised as a friend. Master yourself.